am back with James Thompson and Mark Taylor. They are the co-founders of Big Sexy Brewing. How you doing, James?
Fantastic.
Mark, how you doing?
Excellent.
Mark is the quiet guy, the self-proclaimed quiet guy. James has been the self-proclaimed spokesperson. But we're going to bring Mark out of his shell a little bit, if possible. Okay, James, talk to us. Let's start with you, though. Give us an overview of Big Sexy Brewing.
Sure. We started the business in 2014. It started, actually, we'll go back a little bit further because it's kind of a fun story. Mark and I have been best friends for 20 years. I got him about 12 years ago, I got him a homebrew kit, a Mr. Beer homebrew kit as a gag gift. And so what happened is Mark got that gift, he took it around for a little bit, and he put it in the closet because he was kind of intimidated by it, to be honest. Uh-huh. And so I kind of roused him a little bit about it. When are you going to start making beer? When are you going to start making beer? He actually ended up in a homebrew shop. Started kind of getting a little crazy about it. Went from 5 gallons, went to 15 gallons. We actually invested in a small system to 128 gallons, and now we're brewing over 450 gallons at a time.
Wow.
So it actually started at, you know, like just out of fun.
Uh-huh.
And the name was actually kind of a neat thing, too, and that's kind of a big point. It gets a lot of people's attention.
Right. Okay, so, and I'll dive into that, but Big Sexy Brewing for our listening audience, some of you guys will watch this on YouTube, but, I mean, these guys are big guys, and they're, I'm not going to lie, you guys are a little bit sexy, too, but let's, okay.
Thanks.
So, I'm guessing, I'm going to throw out a guess that the name came from your two guys' persona,
absolutely.
But let me think. Okay, Mark.
James.
All right, James, you tell the story, then we're going to bring Mark out a little bit.
All right, cool.
All right.
So, we were standing, he was making great beers, and it was fun, and a friend of ours actually said, hey, why don't you guys start, we got him a 12-pack, do you remember that? We got a friend of ours a 12-pack for Christmas, uh-huh. And it took us probably about 4.5 hours to fill that 12-pack for our friend, because of our lack of experience of beer, right? But we actually, I went to Mark after about 2 weeks after that, our friend said, you guys need to name your beer, so people understand what you guys are doing, right? And it wasn't really a business at this point, and I went to Mark and I'm like, hey, we should start a business. He goes, what are we going to name it? And I looked at him, and his nickname for 20 years has been Big Sexy. So I said, hey, let's call it Big Sexy.
Mark. I'm Little Sexy right around my house. But anyway, go ahead.
So he turned sheet red, and I'm like, I think we're on to something, right? So it's actually been fun because I actually get to tease him at the same time, but we get to promote a brand, which actually brings people in. And it's craft beer has gotten to a point where it's kind of serious. And at some point, there's still people trying it and coming into the segment quite a bit. But we wanted to have a little bit of fun and kind of open it up to a broader market, and that I think the name has done that.
Well, business partnerships, you know, we're talking about this a little bit earlier. The right business partner can make all the difference. Mark, I'm thinking you got your best buddies over here with James. I mean, what's this guy like as a business partner? How has your friendship helped it, or has there been hurdles because you're such good buddies?
Well, you know, Mark, with anything, there's always hurdles.
Yeah.
But I think this whole experience has just brought us a lot closer and made our friendship a lot stronger.
Yeah.
As with anything, you go through something pretty major, it's only going to either break you or make you stronger. And
yep. Now, you guys have employees, too. You have other teammates. You have other partners.
Yeah, yep.
Do they call you Big Sexy, too, Mark?
No, they don't. That's only James.
Okay.
He's been doing it for 20 years to embarrass me, and now we got a whole business surrounded about it. So
it's like, what's been the most fun thing? You're working with your buddy. What's been fun, and what's kind of sucked?
let me address the fun part first. Mostly just creating something from nothing, you know, starting with a recipe and a vision and just taking that all the way to the end, and then it's actually drinkable at the end and people enjoy it.
Well, people love it. I mean, my people love it. We have these Entrepreneurs Unleashed events here at Haiti Biz where we bring in entrepreneurs, right? It's only for entrepreneurs, 100-plus people, and you guys serve the beer at the Entrepreneurs Unleashed events, and everybody loves it, right? Starting with me. But, okay, so thinking about, you know, people loving that end result. I mean, what's when people talk about how great your beer is, and you were the inspiration behind this, right, with the kit. I mean, how does that make you feel deep down? You're like, wow, I invented something.
I'm on top of the world. Yeah. I'm on top of the world.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's just phenomenal.
Okay, what about the challenges? We talked about that a little bit. What's been
daily?
Hard?
Really? Daily. There's always a challenge.
Well, you guys have grown like crazy. I mean, James, talk to us about, you have all these different divisions, right? You have a tasting room, and you've got, you're selling to restaurants. So talk to us about the operation. What's it look like?
Okay. So Big Sexy runs, in most craft breweries nowadays, they don't just run a retail tap room. They're not just running a manufacturing plant, but they're all, most Sacramento breweries are actually running distribution businesses too. So we're actually distributed in over 47 restaurants and tap rooms, that kind of stuff. Our cans go to market. We have about 17 to 20 retail partners in those. But we also, you know, we manage all three facets of that business. So we manage the tap room, which is the retail arm of the business. We manage the manufacturing, which is inventory control, you name it, employees, that kind of stuff. And then we manage the actual nuts and bolts, getting the beer to the customers.
Yeah. Which part's the most challenging?
I would say for a while it was the actual manufacturing part of it. And the reason being is because Sacramento is actually really thirsty for great beer. And so what you do is you get out there and you start making beer and you're doing the best you can, but then more people want your beer and your tap room starts doing better than you want it to and your customers are asking for more beer. And
keeping up with demand.
Keeping up with demand is a tough animal.
That's what, so thinking out loud here, so I believe you have an alliance brewing with my good buddy Brian Bennett, who's opening up a restaurant in the South Placer area. So talk to us about where, and he's not opening up till March. Where can I get that beer today?
Okay, so if you want to go get I have to be a little bit careful about how the ABC handles our laws and how we advertise for our retail partners.
Okay.
But I can tell you that you can find it in any Total Wine location in the greater Sacramento area. You can find it at La Rive Market in Spirits. You can find it at Curtis Park Market. And I know I'm going to leave a bunch of retail partners out, and they're probably going to hate me. Locally for tap rooms, there's Caps Pizza, there's Infusion Tap Room, there's Fusion Taps, there's Sutter Club in Folsom. There are a ton of them.
Yeah.
You know,
it is out there. You can always come hang out with me here at one of my Entrepreneurs Unleashed events.
For sure.
If you're an entrepreneur, it's entrepreneurs only. It's just a few of us guys and gals that have that, that big dream of building something. So thinking, Mark, now to you, you guys got this thing off the ground. The people are loving the beer. It's being distributed. What's the big dream look like today? What's the vision?
Take over the world.
Love it.
What else would there be?
Sure.
No, I mean, so our primary focus is right now, stability of the beer, producing a bunch of it and distributing a ton of it. So James has been doing a phenomenal job at that. Now we've got our new brewer in, and he's just going to take us to the next level. He's already done it and knows the ins and outs of producing, and it's incredible. So that gives me an opportunity to move on to the next thing, which is our barrel room, which will be most likely another location.
Well, thinking about this, okay, so Mark, you are the poster child for Big Sexy, right? It's named after you. How do you and James and your other partners divide up the responsibilities?
It's all kind of laid out. We all kind of, one does the financials, one does the production, one does the sales, and one just looks pretty. And that's not me. I'm doing the production side.
Love it. All right, James. Okay. Closing thoughts. Let's talk a little bit about, helping the next guy in line, right? We dream about building these businesses, and really for me, it'd be like building a beer business. That would sounds like the coolest thing in the world. But advice, the next person is thinking, you know what? I'm going to, partner up with a buddy and build some businesses together. How would you advise that person who has that dream?
I would definitely say do your homework first. It's going to be a lot bigger than you expect. I'd also say blind fear can help most entrepreneurs. And what I mean that is, we went in this thing thinking, hey, this is pretty easy. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
And when it got hard, you just have to focus on what's important to you. And, our focus is to always bring a quality product to the market and to have fun, and that's what the brand was created for. So I think the biggest thing is when you get punched in the face, which happens in small businesses when they're starting, is to smile and swing back and know that you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Mark, closing thoughts?
Not really.
Mark's the quiet guy, right? Have
told
fun.
You I wasn't talking. I was just doing the
nobody's
nodding.
Punching Mark in the face, I don't think. So he doesn't understand what that's about. But for the rest of us, yeah, for sure. It doesn't feel good. You got to get back up and keep battling. But seriously, guys, thank you for coming on the show today. Look forward to helping promote your beer and having some fun with you guys along the way.
Great. Thank Absolutely. You. Appreciate
guys.
It.
Thank you.
James Thompson, Mark Taylor, co-founders of Big Sexy Brewing. If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe, feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better. And let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.